This is the Ben and Ashley I, Almost Famous Podcast with iHeartRadio.
Hey guys, I'm Vanessa Grimaldi. I'm filling in for Ben and Ashley this week.
Oh, wait, hold on.
That is your cue, Amy.
So sorry.
I know. I even took my candy out of my mouth for that.
So, hey guys, this is Amy, and Ben and Ashley are at a secret location that I can't reveal. So Vanessa, I begged her and begged her. I really did beg her and beg her to guest host this week. And then we grabbed Becca Tilly, who's here too.
Was I that hard to beg?
I was going to say, wow. Why are
no,
you
but you were. Vanessa has a busy schedule. And so I had to sort of say, okay, how about this day at this time?
This week worked out for me. I told you, I made it work.
So for people that don't know, Vanessa, tell everybody a little bit about yourself.
I'm Canadian and I'm no longer engaged.
So she was on Nick's season of The Bachelor.
I was on Nick's season.
She was the winner. Do you call yourselves winners?
I don't know what to say. You know, I fell in love with the lead. Oh, I don't like using the like word that? Winner. Because then that would mean I'm a loser
now. It seems so weird too,
I was a loser.
I was a loser twice, actually.
No.
I mean, I lost.
We didn't lose. You just didn't end up with.
Yeah.
I mean, I know what you mean.
How's that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, you were on Chris season?
Chris's season and Ben's season.
And Ben's season.
Yeah. But it's like, I think people don't, and you can speak way more about this because you got engaged and now you're single, but the pressure of being in a relationship in public.
It's tough. First of all, being in a relationship period is hard, but imagine just like, first of all, you're on... As you know, like you're filming for 2 months or however long you're on it for, and you're stripped away from like everything, your
How
social media.
How painful is that?
It's tough. I mean, like when I first went on, I think I spoke about this on my first date with him. Literally the 2 weeks before I went on the show, I found out my grandfather had like a heart attack. And so he was fine. He was sent home. And then 2 weeks before we started filming, he passed away.
Oh,
and that was really tough because it was my first grandparent that passed away. So at that point, I still had all four. And we're such a close family. Mm-hmm. Like when we grew up, my parents are divorced now, but before they got divorced, my entire family lived on the same street and they didn't show this, but I brought Nick on my street where we grew up. So we had like a house on one corner. It was my grandmother's house. The house attached to it was her daughter. Then the other house was her aunt, my other cousin, my first cousin, two families from Italy, my other grandmother, my first cousin, and then my house.
Wow.
So Did you think about not going on the show?
Yeah. So... Once, you know, I remember I was at the funeral and I was like in a black stretch limo and we all had roses and I was like, oh my God, this feels so weird. Like, I don't know if I feel ready to go on the show and leave my family behind. And there was just so much going on. And then my grandmother was placed in a nursing home too.
Oh,
so it was a lot of big change. And then my family's like, you know what? You never do anything for yourself. Why don't you just go on it? You know, if you're having that much of a hard time, come back home. So at least I knew I had the support of my family going on. Mm-hmm. And then literally the minute I landed, they came to pick me up. They put you up in a hotel. At that point, you don't get to see any of the girls that are on the show. You get to meet like a few producers. So you're up in your hotel room.
Alone.
Mm-hmm. And they're like, all right, they pull out like this Ziploc bag and they're like, well, put all your electronics in here. And I was like, and the goody two shoes that I am, I put like my iPod shuffle, my earphones, I put everything. I'm like, I don't want to get in trouble. So I literally put everything inside. And then at that point, my sister wasn't feeling well. So there was so much going on.
Do you have TV at that point still?
Yeah, we had TV.
Yeah. Uh-huh. But it's tough. I mean, like every decision I make, I call my sister. I'm like, oh, should I get this black jacket or this purple jacket? You know, like now I'm like, oh, do I get engaged to this guy or not get engaged to this guy?
I wouldn't like that one bit, having no contact. Becca, how did you deal with that?
I mean, it was hard not talking to my family because we're really close, but I kind of loved being like separated from my phone.
Yes, it felt very therapeutic to just be present and be in the moment. I remember that was the first time I started journaling and I was looking over my journal the other day and like the first journal entry was, the walls have wallpaper. I'm like, wow, I don't know how to journal. I'm terrible at this.
Mine was so bad. I did it like 2 days and I'm like, this is terrible.
Yeah, yeah.
But I won't name names, but I have heard about people sneaking phones into The Bachelor.
Ooh.
I won't name names, but they bring a dummy phone and then they bury in their luggage another phone. And
then
they
smart and gutsy.
Super smart.
I did that on Vince.
You did? Oh my God, you badass.
I had music on there and so I listened. I literally would just put my
I was even so scared.
No,
I knew,
I
like
my old. I was dumb and gave them my phone that had service on it instead of giving them my old. I don't know why. I thought I thought if I'm gonna be suspicious, mm-hmm. I have to give them the newer version.
Smart, right? Yeah. Well,
I would have almost gone out and bought a phone and given them that, so it seems so real.
I'm surprised. You know, more people don't do that.
They do. Everyone gets caught.
I mean, I don't think anyone did on our season, to tell you the truth. I was so scared to the point where I knew Danielle was in another room. I knew her room number, and I was so scared to even call her on, like, the
Danielle
phone.
Danielle M?
Hotel. Yeah.
Okay.
How'd you know?
Well, I mean, not, like, night one, but, like, every once in a... Like, so I knew, like, Taylor was in another room, and I'm like, oh, my God, I want to go knock on her door, but I'm scared to get... I'm scared one of the handlers, because they're really, like, they're on the ball with, like...
They
hallway.
Know where you're at.
Yeah. So.
So who are your good friends on
my
the
hands
show?
Are washed. My closest friend is Danielle Malpe.
We're going to call her soon.
Yes, we're going to call her soon.
I like her, too.
I love her. And Taylor as well.
So Taylor of Taylor and Derek?
Yes, Taylor of Taylor and Derek.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
So are you? So do you like together. Taylor and Derek?
Yeah, I love, very happy together. I spend, so when I was still with Nick, Taylor and Derek had just finished filming Paradise. No one knew that they were a couple, but they came out and hung out with me. And I just, he's such a great guy. He's so good to her.
They seem, I mean, all I know about them is via social media.
Yeah.
But they do seem like they like really get excited to see each other. Mm-hmm. And
well, that's a fun thing. I mean, I'm all for long distance. I'm not, you know, when people are like, oh, I never want to do long distance.
No,
yeah.
I am a huge fan. I think it helps a relationship. If mm-hmm. you're like where you like it and you can handle it, mm-hmm. I think it is the best thing for a relationship.
Yeah.
For me, it really works because I
you get to do
real...
your own thing mm-hmm. and then you get to see each other. You never really get to argue because you really want to absorb every minute
and every
you have.
Every text and every mm-hmm. phone call, and you like that.
Yeah.
I know.
You
I like it too.
To
I
it.
Like it too.
I'm torn on it because I kind of, like I was saying, I was said in my podcast, go listening to Scrubbing In with Becca Tilly.
No. Promote.
But I was saying, I was talking to Brooke Burke and I was saying, I kind of like that those arguments where even if they're silly, it like brings this element of
yeah.
Like,
I will say long distance in the same time zone is ideal. I find
I
it harder to be in a different time zone.
Yeah.
If you're in the same time zone, I
yeah.
am 100%
yeah.
in.
Well, yeah, it was tough for Nick and I at the beginning when I was in Montreal. He was out in LA, 3-hour time difference.
Yeah, Montreal
I was up
on the
and he
East
was
Coast.
Sleeping.
I don't
yes.
know the Canada
yeah.
map
yes.
very well.
Yeah. Okay. So kind of like Florida, New York.
Okay. Yeah, that would be hard. The mm-hmm. time difference, that's a wonky time difference.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you in LA now? What's your...
Right now, physically, yes.
You know what?
I am here. Wait, I wanted to ask, does Ben come in to do the podcast or do you guys do...
A lot. So
he does?
He's here about half the time and then he does it from Denver about half the time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm in between Montreal and LA. Right now I'm working for E! News, so I have...
Oh, okay.
A beauty segment, which is hilarious because
oh, yeah.
I don't know anything about makeup and I'm trying to learn. My roommate actually put these eyelashes on me for a red carpet when I saw you. We're at Jingle Ball.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, I
the strip started coming off like really yeah. right before. And I'm like,
that.
Well, clearly I still need to do a little bit more segments on E because I'm not learning that much. But so I'm doing that. And it's great. They're such a great network to work with. I really love working with them. So I'm doing that, and I still have my charity back home in Montreal, which is hard because my, you know, like, the committee, everyone is back home in Montreal, so every time, like, there's a problem, like, they try to call me, but it's, like, 5 o'clock my
yeah.
time when they call me, and I'm like, no, I'm not a morning person. Call me at 11 o'clock when I'm, like, my brain
yeah.
is half awake. And I'm really excited. So I'm heading back to Montreal for the holidays on the 17th. And then we have a ribbon cutting event for one of the schools that we're helping out.
Oh, cool.
So we did our fundraiser in the summer. We raised enough money to help out 4 schools, which is so funny. Do you hear my accent every once
yeah,
in a
yeah,
while?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So, well, every once in a while.
Certain words.
Oh, certain. Well, okay.
Can
yeah.
you say S-O-R-R-Y?
S-O. Oh, sorry.
Oh, you don't say that,
Canadian.
I don't
say sorry.
What about A-B-O-U-T?
About. I don't say
about. Oh, you don't do either
no.
of them.
No.
It's not
that strong, but I did an interview and I said, we're helping out 4 schools. And I guess they heard poor. So I was reading an article. I was like, no, I'm not helping out poor. I'm helping out 4 schools. I'm like, okay, it's a Canadian or the French accent that's coming out every
that's
once in a
while.
That's
what I hear. It's not the Canadian. It's the French
uh-huh.
is what I hear.
It's like French, Italian. I don't know. It's just a
yeah,
whole mix
I definitely
of
hear. I like
yeah.
it, though. Do you, I don't know if you talk about this or not. Have you started dating since you've been single or?
No, I mean, I didn't, like, who who's there to date?
Would you date a bachelor?
Well, let me tell you. You guys talk for a second, and then I'm going to tell the story. Because he wanted to go, like, out with you.
Wait. I want to hear this after, but would you date someone from The Bachelor?
No.
You don't think? No,
I don't
never,
think so.
Like, are you, like, never think... say never, or you're just like,
right.
not ideally?
Sorry, never say never, but I think my days on The Bachelor are...
I have two weird Vanessa stories.
Which ones?
Okay.
Two?
Because there's also my friend.
Oh, that one was crazy.
This is a weird story.
Okay.
The world is so small.
I can't decide if we should say his name or not.
No. Wait, which one?
Jay. The one that starts with the J.
Oh, not.
Okay, so.
No, I wouldn't say his name.
I'll tell you.
Well, I never met him.
He's super cute. He's great. So
never
this
met
is
him.
How random is this? I went out with Vanessa. No, oh. But that would be good.
What?
I went out with our friend JT that's this hottie. I don't know if he has a girlfriend, but everybody should date him if they don't. JT Holmes. Everybody Google him. He is smoking hot.
Wait, is that his name?
Yeah, and he's like a skier, extreme athlete.
Yeah.
So he jumps out of like airplanes. He's so hot. But anyway, so listen to the story. So I'm out with Vanessa. We were at a concert. What concert were we at?
We were at Maroon 5.
Maroon 5. And I get a text from my friend, we'll call him Jay, that says, hey, do you know Vanessa? I can't remember if he said, do you know Vanessa Grimaldi or do you know Vanessa from The Bachelor or whatever?
Yeah.
She's my neighbor and people want to set us up. And I go, well, she's right next to me. It was so, like we talk about on your show,
your
is out in the universe. That was your helicopter, boat, whatever
Are
God
you
sends you.
I never met
she
him.
She hasn't met him. He's really cute.
I never spoke to him.
He's
been on
your podcast, Becca, for Ask a Guy. He's been asked
so
a guy.
So she's met him?
Only on the,
on the phone.
But I think you have met him. So then, okay, another story that Vanessa should tell. I'll let you tell it.
Okay, fine.
Start with when you went on Jimmy Kimmel. You went on Jimmy
Kimmel. When I was on Jimmy Kimmel, you know you do like that quiz to see like which fiance, like do you know your fiance really well, blah, 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 blah. They ask you, Jimmy asks you questions. So one of the questions was, who is your celebrity crush? And I'm like, I don't know who Nick's celebrity crush is. But he knew who mine was because I literally just spoke about him like 5 minutes before we went on. And we were talking about something and then like his name came up. So then Nick writes the person down and he flips a card over and like Jimmy starts laughing because like, who would have thought Rick Fox would be my celebrity crush? And everyone's like, who's Rick Fox? I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah, explain who he is because we got young listeners that are like.
All right, so Rick Fox is Canadian. He's tall, dark, and handsome. And he played for the Lakers.
This is amazing.
And he was married
He was married at one time to Vanessa Williams, I believe. He has kids.
Save the best for last, in case anyone's wondering.
I mean,
Ugly
so he's,
Betty.
He's like obviously into the name Vanessa.
Yeah.
He also dated Eliza Dushku.
Oh, yeah. She's very sexy.
She's beautiful.
Yeah, you kind of are a little like her.
Oh, God, thank you. I'll take that. Anyway, so... Yeah, so celebrity crush, Rick Fox, and then I do an interview with Ryan Seacrest, and he's like, oh my God, Rick Fox, we're trying to get him on the air with you, but he's on a flight right now, so
he wrote her the most lovely email that he sent to me that I read on the air with Ryan Seacrest.
Oh my God, I don't remember that.
I forget exactly what it was now, but...
Something about, like, he wished that he could have been there or whatever.
Congratulations to you, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. And then I was like, oh my God. And then, like, fast forward 2 weeks later, Amy's like, we got to get you back on the air. Ryan has a surprise for you. And I had just showered. I was in my bathrobe. I was like, all right, I don't know what's going on here. And then, boom, I hear,
hey, Vanessa.
He had, like, the deepest voice. And I'm like, I was looking at Nick. I'm like, it's Rick Fox. I don't know what to do. And then Nick is just sitting on the couch like, okay.
So we got Rick Fox on the phone with Vanessa, but wait for it. It gets better.
So then fast forward 2 weeks later. So basically like, I don't know, 4 months later.
I'll just say side note. I'm not being a bragger, but I am friends with celebrities. Uh-huh. But weirdly, I'm friendly with Rick Fox enough where I can text him for all these shenanigans.
Amazing.
So that's important to the story. Continue.
Yes. Okay. So, do I mention the restaurant I was at?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Give him a shout out.
So my friend Sarah was in town and she's like, I was really, really sick that week.
Uh-huh.
I went to Nashville. I went to see some of the girls. So I spent time with Danielle Malpe. Taylor came in. Christina was there. Kristen was there. I spent time with Wells. I met Jen Saviano.
Yeah.
So a bunch of like Bachelor people were hanging out. I was really sick. And then I flew back to L.A., and the day I flew back, like an hour later, my friend Sarah got into town and she's like, she's the type of girl that's like, go, let's do a bunch of stuff. So I'm like, all right. So she's like, I really want to try Craig's. So I was like, sure, let's go to Craig's. So we go to Craig's. It was me, Sarah, and my friend Kelly. And then, you know, like there's always like celebrity sightings there. You turn around.
Yeah, for people like listening, Craig's is like one of those places where you will see a celebrity if you go there.
Yeah.
Like so, I saw Selena Gomez and Demi Lovato eating dinner. Like you see humongous celebrities.
Yeah, I was just there. I'm probably going to butcher her name. Iggy Azalea?
Oh, yeah. You didn't ruin it at all.
Oh, I did. Okay, so I bumped into her like last week when I was there. So anyway, so I was, I didn't bump into her. I saw her. I don't know her like that. I'm not cool like that. So anyway, so I'm having dinner and like Sarah's like, oh my God, look at that person and that person, like so many people. And then I was having dinner and I turn around and I see this doll, Tark. I can't
doll,
even speak. I'm getting
doll,
so nervous.
Tark.
I'm getting so nervous. I can't even say it. Doll.
No, tall, dark.
Oh, my God. What's wrong with me?
Tall, dark, and handsome.
I'm like, sorry. I just have Rick Fox's face in my head right now, and I'm getting
so
nervous.
He's so dull. He's so tart.
He's not dull. So then I'm like, oh, my God, that's Rick Fox. And I didn't know what to do because I don't, I'm never starstruck.
Yeah.
But when I saw Rick Fox, I was like, I literally got paralyzed. I'm like, I don't know what to do with myself. So yeah. I'm like, first person that popped into my head was Amy. So I'm like, oh my God, Amy, Rick Fox is here. She's like, you have to go see him. You have to go say hi to him.
I was like, Vanessa, go say hi. Like, mm-hmm. He knows you enough that you can say, hey, like, I'm like, he is the nicest person too. This is what I was like. He's not one of those celebrities that you could be scared of. Like, he is so rad and friendly and amazing and like loves his kids and is just the nicest guy. She will not do it.
No, I was so scared.
She's like, texting me back and giving me audio texts like, I can't. And I'm just like, what is happening?
First of all, I love giving voice notes. I don't like texting. I like leaving a voice note. Did you ever do that?
I did it for a while. That's the only way I texted and then I just stopped.
Yeah, I love doing that because sometimes I can't like think and I'm like,
so
oh,
she's just voice texting me. I can't.
She's like, go see him. And I think at that point you had messaged him saying I was in the restaurant.
So now I'm not at the restaurant. I'm literally 20 minutes away. And I go, all right, fine. I will text him that you are in the restaurant. So I'm like, hey, Rick.
Literally two tables away from me.
Like, hey, it's Amy. Remember Vanessa? I tell him the whole thing. I'm like, so I don't want to be crazy, but she's at Craig's and she sees you and she's nervous to say hi.
I look crazy.
So I'm going to tell her to go say hi. He immediately writes me back and he goes, I'm in a dinner meeting, but I would love to say hello. I should be done in whatever. I mean, he's so well-mannered. He's like a gentleman.
Canadian, that's why.
Is that why?
The Canadian blood.
He's so gentlemanly. I then say to Vanessa, I have now done everything a human can do to help you. He is going to finish his dinner and wants to see you. He wants to see you. Okay, so now tell what happens. It gets even, she doesn't do it.
I don't do it. So we're walking out the restaurant and I'm like, I just want him to like hear me scream his name. So
what?
I was like, so I was literally leaving the restaurant. I'm like, bye, Rick Fox. And then my friend, so like he turns around and my friend Kelly was like, hey, Rick, I think like Vanessa wants to say hi to you. And I was like waving her. I'm like, no, don't do this. And then he's like, oh yeah, Vanessa. And then like I walk back in. I'm like, hi, like a little schoolgirl. I'm like, this is so embarrassing. And his friends were there and had to explain to them like why I was acting so
strange. The whole background
strange.
Of the story.
Yeah. So I'm like, you know, I was on Jimmy Kimmel and he was my celebrity crush. So yeah. And so I met my celebrity crush. And let me tell you, he is tall, dark, and handsome and not dull.
And so lovely. Like, I think he would be okay if I read this. So after they meet, he texts me and says, hold on, I'm pulling it up.
Wow.
He is so polite and gentlemanly and like amazing. And he goes, saw Vanessa for a second. Please pass along my number so when she returns, we can get a meal together.
That's sweet.
Who writes something so lovely and so kind?
Vanessa Fox.
I know, and she's blowing it, just blowing it.
Are you not interested in dating right now? Like, are you out of that mindset?
I'm enjoying. So I was talking about this with my sister the other day, and before going on the show, I was in such a good, happy, single state of mind, just enjoying life on my own and not like caring about who's texting me or what attention I'm getting from a guy or, you know, I was just happy. Mm-hmm. And I'm back at that place again where I'm just happy being single. And like, it's been a year for me. You know, there was a lot that's happened. I mean, I'm not opposed to dating.
Right. If someone came along that, like, you were like, I'm more interested in dating him than being single.
Like, I'm not, I don't know how to date someone not seriously. You know, if I'm going to go on a date with someone, it's because, like, I see a future. And I want to be able to build on that. I don't know how to just date to date. Which kind of sucks, because I kind of do want to date to date. Before
I that's a hard pass. I want to go from.
Well, I've never done it, so I want to be able to just like
try it. See how much you hate it.
I like you. So. You're my boyfriend.
Amy goes from like, "Hi, I'm Amy," and then she's like, "When are we buying a house together?"
Oh my god, same. I do that too.
Wait, so we got to go upstairs to a different room to call Danielle M.
Okay.
But before that, guess what, guys? It's the holidays, and everybody's allowed to cheat on their diets and enjoy. And I have the perfect gift for everyone in your family. Omaha Steaks.
Oh, yum.
So this gift is incredible. For $49.99, you can get the family gift pack when you go to omahasteaks.com and enter Ben and Ashley's code, Almost Famous. And again, apologies because I have to do the commercials today because Ben and Ashley are at their secret location. Mm-hmm. So I'm doing the best I can.
Secret location.
That's 75% off by using their code, Almost Famous. And you are going to get some of the most delicious meat, amazing, amazing food that you guys can make. Meat. Wait, Easton, have you done it before?
My wife just bought a bunch of Omaha Steaks for all of her friends.
Oh, wow. for gifts.
Yes. Full price, by the way.
Oh, why didn't she use the code Almost Famous?
That's what I told her. Once I heard that, because she's like, oh my God, I love these Omaha Steaks and they make such a good gift. And I was like, do you realize I have promo codes up the wazoo?
She'd already ordered it.
They're in the mail. And she was happy to pay full price for them because they're such high quality steaks.
It's not just steaks. It can be seafood, poultry, pork, veal, lamb, veggies, desserts, appetizers, pasta, soups, seasoning, sauces, and more. Ashley got the Omaha Steaks, like, big box of different things, and they froze some. Her and her sister cooked it. They could pull it off. They were able to do it. They said it was amazing.
And it comes to your door?
Comes right to your door.
Amazing.
So Omaha Steaks is giving these savings just to our Almost Famous listeners. So use Almost Famous in the search bar and it's 75% off. And you will get 2 filet mignons, 2 top sirloins, 2 boneless pork chops, 4 boneless chicken breasts, 4 kielbasa sausages, 4 burgers, potatoes au gratin. I hope I'm not forgetting anything. Yeah.
Au gratin.
Oh, I'm sorry. And did I say it wrong?
No, you did. No.
And you get additional sausages for free. Oh, I'm sorry. Forgot the 4 caramel apple tartlets.
Wow.
And the Omaha Steak seasoning. So, like, you can give this amazing gift $49.99?
I mean, I could supply Christmas dinner for my
family. For the whole family. I know. It's an insane gift.
I was going to say.
And Ben loved it, too. Like, they cooked it all. They loved it. Check it out, guys. OmahaSteaks.com. The code is Almost Famous in the search bar.
Well done, Amy.
Thank you so much. We got one more spot coming up, so everybody get ready.
Thanks for having me. I love being on the Ben and Ashley podcast.
You've been Becca. You've been Becca.
I've been Becca, and I peeled my nail polish off.
Oh my God, so I'm so excited. Danielle Melpy's on the phone right now. Say hi, Dee.
Hey guys.
So Dee's my closest, one of my closest friends from Nick's season of The Bachelor. We were placed in the same room together. Top bunk. We both had a top bunk.
No.
Yeah, we both did. Yeah, which is so, you had a top bunk. Yeah, I had the top bunk too.
I had a top bunk.
How many girls in the room?
I did not get up in that bunk.
In our room, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 girls in our
room.
Yeah, it felt like I never, I went to camp.
We had
camp.
All the front runners in our room.
Seven girls in a room for how long?
Well, that was just the first week of the show, right? Whenever we were in the mansion.
I feel like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds really.
Yeah.
How many sharing a bathroom?
Oh, it was only 2 bathrooms. I don't know. Are we allowed saying this stuff?
Yeah, I think so.
There are three. There are 3. There is one,
the one downstairs
for like 7 or 8 girls. Yeah.
Yeah.
But 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yeah.
Damn, eating a pizza girls. Right now.
I know. We're eating pizza while we do the show.
I'm hungry. Willy Wonka that to me.
Wait, so why did you guys immediately kind of get along and bond? And
I mean, who doesn't love Dee? Anyone that meets her just falls in love with her. She's the sweetest person ever. And she has this side to her that, like, unfortunately, they didn't show on the show. She's so fun and lighthearted and, like, easy to get along with. I mean, they did show that part, but She's just like, she's an amazing all around perfect human being and needs the perfect man in her life because she deserves nothing but the best.
So for people listening, Danielle, did you become famous for the kiss with Wells?
She keeps getting asked about that.
I feel like people finally like saw my like personality a little bit more in on Paradise, but like, yeah, I think I got like the kiss that broke the internet. So
and don't you have like an amazing job? You're a nurse or a doctor or something?
Yeah.
A nurse.
Yeah, I'm a
NICU.
Nurse. Yeah, I work at neonatal intensive care, so I work with all like the premature infants or the infants that are born with any sort of heart defects, chromosome defects, like are having problems breathing. Like I see it all.
And have we had you on with Ben and Ashley before?
No, actually we didn't.
Oh my gosh, we were going to, and then we had to change it because you were doing something with Wells.
Oh,
yeah, so this is Danielle M's debut on the Almost Famous podcast.
Hey, it's my debut too. Hey, Dave.
All right, so let's dig into Vanessa's fears about dating. Open up, talk to us.
Oh, am I going straight for it? Mm-hmm. My fears about dating. So I was talking to Amy about this earlier.
Yeah.
I mean, Dee, I guess you could.
I hate being ghosted.
Right. Dee and I were just hanging out this week, and we're talking about the concept of being ghosted. And we had, like, this whole thing this weekend of, like, hashtag ghosted.
It's so bad.
It's terrible. It's like, if you're not into someone, just let them know instead of just.
10 years ago, was ghosting even a thing? It's newer.
It's newer. Well, because of, you know, like your phone. So, I mean, I feel like people would.
Right. Like years ago, like when I was in college or whatever, or out of college, there was no such thing as ghosting, I don't think.
I mean, maybe it was like just standing someone up. Like you just like.
Right.
I don't know.
Have either of you ever been stood up? Like
never.
Fully stood up?
No.
I have.
You what?
Tell us. It was this guy that I was actually, it was my friend and I were both interested in, but my other friend was, like, kind of seeing somebody at the time, so I was like, well, why are you getting mad at me, like, if I want to go out and, like, you know, have dinner with this guy?
Oh, my God. Dee, this is so funny.
Yeah, we were supposed to go to Maggiano's because that's, like, a cool place to go in, like, Wisconsin, like, way back in the day, and I showed up, and he never did.
No. So you're supposed to meet at the restaurant.
Yes.
Did you ever speak to him?
That's my number one thing. Like, he should have just, like, picked me up. You know, like, that's why. Yeah. No.
So how long did you wait? How does that go down?
I was there for, like, 20 minutes. I was like, this fucker's not coming.
So then did you ever speak to him again?
No, I never talked to him again. I was like. No, I told him, and I was like, you're a fucking pussy. Like, way to be a coward.
Whoa. I do have a story that is not, it's a little bit wonky. I guess you could say I was dating someone. This is when I was 19, and we had gone on a trip to Tahoe together, and I was much younger than him. This is just, like, explains why I am how I am. And he was much older than me, so one of the nights he said, I'll go out with my friends, you go out with your friends, and we'll meet up at the house later.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time I was like, that sounds cool. Okay, cool. Like, fine. I never saw him again, ever.
We were on vacation.
Like, I picked him up at the airport and he came to my house and like, I was taking him back to the airport. I basically never saw him again. I have awkwardly bumped into him. This is 20 years ago this went down. I have awkwardly bumped into him a few times. I mean, that, one of my girlfriends is like, he invented ghosting.
That OG of ghosting.
That is the OG of ghosting. Like, how gnarly is that?
I mean, I've never been
like,
stood up.
I get it. Like, why not just be a man about it? Like, be honest. Don't be a coward. Like,
I think
I
he was
cowards.
Just done, and I was too young, and he met some girl, and I think he married her, and I think they got divorced, so guess what? Whatever.
You know, that's the thing about dating that scares me, which I appreciated about, it's going to sound so weird, which I appreciated about The Bachelor, because at least, you know, like, when you're first dating someone, you don't know if they're dating other women, and you're not in the position to be asking, like, hey, are you seeing other people? Like, I don't know how to date multiple people at the same time, so I know I'm not doing that, but you don't know if the guy's doing that.
I'm the same way.
But on the show, it's like, well, it's in front of your face. Like, you know, like, he's dating other women, so you're like, you have to be okay with it. And I think that's what's scary about dating is because I don't know how to just casually date someone, and I want to just find my husband, and I want to... I want that so badly, and I want to manifest that destiny. But I think that's what's scaring me. So I'm open. So Dee, we were talking about like if I'm open to dating now and all of that.
Yeah.
We actually had a pretty big heart to heart this week, Danielle and I.
Tell me how you're feeling.
I was thinking, like, I started crying the other night, and I was just thinking about, like, everything that I went through this year and how, like, it's sad that, you know, Nick and I didn't work out. Like, we really felt, like, at least for me, I know I really fell in love with him, and we both tried so hard to make our relationship work. And, you know, we messaged each other, like, a couple of days ago about something just randomly. Actually, I messaged him. I saw him on a clip of Speechless, which I was so impressed by.
Yeah, I was excited he did that.
He did a good job. So I messaged him.
For everybody listening, I am good friends with Nick also. And I will just say I like him very much, very, very much. I love Vanessa, too. So I get why they're both amazing, and I get why this is hard.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But keep going.
Yeah. So, I had messaged him and like, you know, we exchanged a few words and stuff. And it's just like, it sucks, you know, because like I really thought this was it for me. I thought, you know, I was envisioning like the wedding and like having a family together.
Oh,
and then like when
you.
It gets shattered, it's like, oh, my God, like how come this couldn't have worked out between us? You know,
I'm going to go on a limb and I've told you this, so I'm not telling you something I haven't said to your face. Of all the bachelor couples, I have this weird feeling you're going to get back together. I've said that to you a lot of times. I really do. I don't know. You don't have to say anything.
I'm the type of person, Dee, I don't know if you can relate to this, but I've never been one. If a relationship ends, it ends for a reason.
Yeah.
And I don't like backtracking and going back to something that didn't ultimately end up working out. Regardless, you know, like I think the world of him, like he's still like, you know, like if he ever needs anything, like I'll be there for him. But romantically right now, I don't see that, just because there are reasons why, like, we're just not compatible. We're just very different, and they do say opposites attract, and you know us both. I mean, you can vouch for, you know, how different we are.
Very different.
Yeah.
And in interesting ways. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's not simple differences.
Mm-hmm.
They're complex differences.
Yes.
That, you know, it's not like you're one religion, he's another. Some of these things that people can get through. You're a Republican, he's a Democrat. These are complicated at your core differences.
Right. You're right. And then when people ask, like,
language differences.
Right. Love language differences.
Yes,
exactly.
Well said, Danielle. What is your love language, Vanessa?
All right. Dee, can you name me all the love languages and then I can like point them out?
Okay. There's like physical touch.
Oh, yeah. So physical touch is like, I'm a koala bear. I constantly need to be like next to someone and cuddling up next to someone. So, yeah.
Yeah. It's physical touch, acts of service, gifts, and like words of affirmation.
Yeah.
Before, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
I think there might even be one more. We have to look it up. I am physical touch. And you know what's interesting? I need a lot of connection.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to be a long amount of connection, but I have to be connected to you every day.
Yeah.
Like, I can't go a week. If I'm dating someone, I can't go for a bit without talking or texting.
Yeah.
It really has to be. And I think that's, some people are different than that. I need a lot of connection.
Yeah. So do I. Well, Dee, what about you?
Yeah, me too. I feel like I'm kind of like a mesh of all of them. Like, I need like a little bit of everything. But like, I'd say like gifts, like I'm not like that big on gifts. Like, I'm more like acts of service. Like, oh, like you went and like you took my car and got the oil change and then like gave me a big old hug coming home. You know, like it. Like stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know?
Interesting. When I look back to like my past relationships, I was in this one relationship back home in Montreal, and he was like, we dated for a couple years and really great guy. And that's one thing I have to say, like, I'm on good terms with all of my exes. Not that I have that many, but I'm on good terms with my exes, which I think is really important for you to realize that it's important to be able to move on from that relationship and not to hold any resentment.
Yeah.
And that's something that I think, I'm happy that I was able to do with all my past relationships. So he actually would like, we had, what we call in Montreal, Dépanneur, which is a 7-Eleven
down the street
from our place. And every time he's like, oh, I'm going down to get
did
like,
you live together?
We did.
Wow. We'll get into that, but keep
yeah,
going.
We live together. And so every time, like, he would go down to get, like, a magazine or something at the Dep, he'd come back up and, like, oh, I saw this Kit Kat and I thought about you. And for me, little acts like that, it's not even, like, about the Kit Kat. It's about he thought of me in that moment. And that moment is the most romantic thing ever.
I agree. I totally get that. So I want to dig into this because basically what I'm learning is you haven't had many relationships, but the ones you've had have been quite serious.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that relationship was my second, well, my first real strong, like, the love of my life. And we ultimately wanted different things in life.
So that's interesting. Okay, so different from maybe you and Nick where you were different.
Right.
In this situation, what you wanted in life was different.
Right. We were so compatible. Mm-hmm. So compatible. Like, we had insane chemistry for 2 years. Like, it was just, it was like every girl's, well, like, if you're anything like me, like, any girl's dream of, like, waking up. Like, he would wake up 10 minutes earlier before going to, like, he would set his alarm clock 10 minutes before his actual clock so that he can, like, cuddle me for 10 minutes and, like, kiss me to the point where I would have to, he would, like, suffocate me and then, like, drive to work and then call me 15 minutes later to wake me up. So then I can go to work and then I'd be on the phone with him until, like, I would get to work.
Really connected.
It was just like, he was like, and we were talking about this on Becca's podcast too. Like, he was my best friend. I think Brooke was talking about like, she still likes her husband and they still have that connection. Like, we really had that, but we just wanted different things.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like kids.
Yeah.
That's what I was going to, I knew it was going to be something you want them, he doesn't.
Yeah.
And that becomes one of those things that cannot be.
That was my that's like a big non-negotiable for me.
And did you think he would change his mind or no?
I just feel like it's either you know or you don't know, you know? And I was at a point in my life where we were dating for like 2 years and it was really tough because he's like, well, what if I want kids and then like you're not going to be the person that I'm going to end up with because like we break up and I want you to be the mother of my kids.
Wow.
So like it was hard because like we were just I think it was timing too. We're at two different places in our lives.
The kid thing is tough because and this is very strange for me to say because I'm, you know, not passive, but I always was like, if the guy I'm with wants kids, I'll figure out to make that work.
Do you want kids?
Not necessarily.
Okay.
And so for me to be like, that's really up to the guy. And now I'm so much older that I have it a lot easier because the guy has kids.
Right.
So I don't have to worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
I am not comfortable. I should talk to Danielle about this. Birthing kids, that just sounds like a hard pass for me. So I always felt like we would adopt or we would have a surrogate.
Right.
It would be his, but not biologically mine. And I was totally cool with all that if he wanted it. And now I don't really have to worry about it because I'm old now.
Was that something that you always?
But I'm totally fine and happy and great if the guy has kids.
Okay.
I have five nieces. I love kids.
Yeah.
It was more the birthing. And then I have this complicated thing, and I would love to hear what you guys have to say. I want to work.
I get that.
So I have this weird thing where it's like, but I'm so obsessed with my nieces that if I had kids, I wouldn't want to leave. Mm-hmm. So I have this whole conundrum of that.
I get that. Yeah. I mean, I see how my sister's doing it. And so it's very different. Like back home in Montreal, you get like, or I don't know if it's all over Canada, but you get a year off of mat leave, which is great because you get like, I know.
I've heard that your medical care is amazing.
Yeah.
12 weeks.
I know, which I find it's so crazy. But I see like she's, you know, she's really dedicated to her work. She's a teacher as well. And she goes in, like she was excited to go back to work, but it was really hard for her to leave her kid.
Yeah.
But she does it. I think it's really important to find a partner, a life partner, where they're going to be able to encourage you to pursue your dreams and still like have that family value. And her husband is just gold. Like my sister's an amazing woman. They have an amazing relationship. They have a healthy kid and they just like they found what works for them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Some of my mom friends
find that partner and you can balance things with.
Exactly. Some of my mom friends say it's really hard because when they are with their kids, they're thinking about work.
Mm-hmm.
And when they're at work, they're thinking about their kids. So there's just this total conflict all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
These are things that we just can't solve in an hour podcast. Where's Ben when we need him? Can Ben Higgins solve this? Wow. I'm fascinated by your guy that you lived with.
Oh my God.
Like he was pretty amazing.
He was.
And then
yeah.
there was this big old elephant in the room that just couldn't be solved.
Yeah. It's, I mean, I believe it's really cliche, but I really believe everything happens for a reason. And after that relationship, I thought I'm never going to find another love like that. And I did.
Oh, you will.
And I did. I fell in love with Nick. And I thought, you know, like that was a really great experience. It was really eye opening. I learned a lot about myself this year. Things that I know I need to improve on as an individual and in a relationship. So I think right now, like I'm taking that time to just focus on me and growing as a person so I can become a better person when I invite someone else into my life.
And that's like the most important thing. And I feel like that gets looked over so frequently in relationships. And I feel like maybe I'm getting off on a tangent, but that's like why the divorce rates and everything are so high, because like people don't love themselves enough to make themselves better to be in a relationship with somebody.
Right. And I think like the concept of like, I didn't really understand love yourself. I knew what that meant, but until I actually understood and I actually took the time with myself and for myself, and I actually understood what it meant to just like love every part of you. And I remember I did this interview with someone back home in Montreal. She was diagnosed with breast cancer at 22 years old or something crazy, and then she was diagnosed with lung cancer. And we're just talking about the concept of like loving yourself at any stage in your life. So if you're 5 pounds heavier, 5 pounds lighter, if you love, if you're at the job that you love or at the job that you absolutely hate, or if you're going through a divorce, whatever state you're in, love yourself.
Yeah.
Because it's truly important to just be able to
present in it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think there is something to you have to be happy in order to be with someone else.
Yeah.
Because you can't bring in your junk, because they can't fix your junk and you can't fix theirs. And yeah, I think that was hard to realize. I also will say, because you guys, Danielle, how old are you?
I'm 32.
Oh, you guys are like both in your 30s. So I literally remember Jennifer, like my goddess, Jennifer Aniston, saying this. And she was like the 40s. She really is. Like she's like Oprah and Aniston. I'm like, I love them. I kind of love Kate Hudson too, but we can talk about that later. So much. Jennifer Aniston said something about the 40s being amazing. And I kind of remember rolling my eyes because I think I'm probably 7 years younger than her. And I was like, oh, whatever, Aniston. She could not have been more spot on right. Like, everything changes.
Feel like you're 30.
Yeah. I'm loving my just turned
30. I get that. At the 30s, you're coming out of all that junk from the 20s.
Yes. And, you know, my friend was saying this when I was turning 30. I was like, oh, my God, I'm turning 30. I thought, you know, when you're younger, you have all these timelines. Like, I'll be married by 28. I'll have my first kid by 30. Wow. I'm like, oh, my God, I just ended an engagement. I never thought that was ever going to happen to me. But I remember my friend saying, you know what, look at it as you're ending your 20s, your decade, you're starting a new decade now. So you're starting fresh. And I'm like, oh, my God, that's so true.
Exactly.
You know, like I'm starting fresh and inviting this goodness.
Happy, and you don't have to be like unicorns and rainbows happy. If you're just sort of at peace, happy, all of a sudden you just go, oh my God, that happened. Because that's like, things like that happen to me now and I'm just like, wow. And you can go to the dark place, but I try to be positive. And I do think like, think positive. We all have that, especially us girls, have that where we go, is he going to like me? Does he like me?
Yeah.
Is he going to call me? And if you kind of just stay in the in the light, it works.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to do, though.
You have to be determined about it.
Wait, let's not let Danielle off the hook.
I was just going to say, Dee, your dating life.
Tell us.
Spill the beans. I mean, I know about it.
It's really hard.
Wait, tell me about it.
So it's like, I feel like Nashville's filled with, like, a bunch of Peter Pans. You know, like, everyone comes here and, like, you can't fall over without knocking down, like, 12 musicians. So Nashville's oversaturated with musicians, and, like, that's who, like, you end up dating. And it's, like, they're just, it's not good. Don't date musicians.
Well, you know, here's what I will say, too, because you're not dating Tim McGraw, who's made it.
Right.
You're dating a musician who's struggling, and I think that can be real tough.
Yeah, it's hard to date someone that isn't comfortable with where they are in their life or are struggling to get to that next point. And therein, like, going back to, like being happy, like, with yourself, it's hard to, like, if you're happy with yourself, it's hard to date someone that isn't happy with themselves.
Right, or just working to accomplish a dream. And the thing about musicians is you can be an amazing musician and never make it because it's so much luck. Mm-hmm. And so you're dealing with that too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel bad. Like, so many of my friends are musicians. So I'm sorry if any of them are listening right
now. No, I mean, musicians are great, but that's tough. And then they're going to be on the road all the time.
I know.
Yeah.
Dee, I feel like you're going to end up with, like, someone at work. Like,
there isn't a nice
doctor.
There isn't a nice accountant.
Oh, my God. That would make my dad so happy because that's all he ever says is, why can't you find a nice doctor?
And there's no cute doctors at your hospital?
We volunteered for the Ryan Seacrest Foundation in Nashville. And it was actually at the hospital that Danielle works at.
No way. That's amazing.
Yeah. So
it was so cool.
It was so much fun. And then we met this man. What was his name, Dee? From Best Buddies?
Oh, it was Mike.
Mike? Mike from Best Buddies. He's 40. I think he's like 47. And so we actually got invited to their prom.
Okay.
So I'm heading back to Nashville in February. We're going to be prom dates for
the Best Buddies.
There's
prom,
not a cute doctor anywhere in the hospital. There has to be.
I know, Dee. There has to be. You know what? They're probably taken.
I know, but there's lots of, like, that's the thing. Like, there's lots of, like, very handsome, like, very, like, kind, good side manner, like, docs, but they all got, like, snatched up in med school.
I can see that. But trust fate. So. It all comes around.
Everything happens for a reason.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I know. I have fully believe in that. Like,
me too.
I feel
and
like
you got
every person I've met and, like, dated or, like, every experience has led me to this point of where I am in my life. And it's, like, I feel like I personally have finally reached that just point of, like, peaceful, like, contentment. Like, I love my life.
Mm-hmm.
I love everybody in it. And, like, I feel big love coming.
They
show up. That's a really cool spot to be in.
They just show up. That's why I feel bad for y'all with these apps and stuff
you guys have to do. I'm not on any app. I've never been on any app, but I'm terrified. Like, because I'm like, well, I'm not meeting anyone. Sorry?
They're overwhelming. It's like too much all at once, like in your face.
Yeah. I don't want to call you out, but are you on a dating app?
No.
No?
No, but before the show, like, I tried out, like, Bumble and stuff, and, like, that was the extent of it. And I was like, no,
it's hard.
There's too many guys, there's too many conversations, and then I felt like I was getting very,
Serious?
No, not serious, but I was, like, superficial.
That's oh,
so right,
like, yeah.
Oh, right.
No, not quite.
You don't know
quite,
the person.
Oh, you've got a guitar. Floyd.
Oh, right. Like, no. Right. But I mean, you hear so many
Definitely
of these like
not.
Love stories of people that met through these dating apps. Like, I have a friend at work.
One of my best friends just got married.
Yeah,
on Tinder.
My friend just got married, and she has a kid now, and she met him on Tinder.
No.
Yeah. So she's like, "You should." I'm like, "I don't know. I mean, like, Bachelor didn't work out for me. Like, I don't know if these dating apps are going to work out for me."
Who you are? I'm not sure for Vanessa that it's going to work for you. You're complicated. I love it.
How am I complicated, Amy? How am I complicated?
This is what I think on you.
Okay.
There's a lot going on.
In my head?
Yeah, like you're deep. And I'll analyze Danielle once I know her better. But for you, it's like you're not surface. You're deep. And you're driven. And you're a baller chick. Do you know what I mean?
I like that terminology.
So it's like for you, that's why I think it might not work as well. Because I don't know that you have the patience or the sort of... I don't know that your dude's out on that.
Right.
Because he's got to be smart. He's got to be quick. He's got to keep up. He's got to this. He's got to that with you.
Yeah.
So.
I mean.
Right. You and I are not soft girls in the corner.
No.
Which is fine. We just have to, you know.
We're not.
They show up.
I mean, you know what? I say this. There's someone for everyone. And I don't believe in like there's only one love out there or there's one person that you're meant to be with. I think you're meant to be with multiple people depending on which path you end up taking in your life. So I think
the best sign for you, Vanessa, and Danielle, I don't want to forget you, but we'll have to do another episode, is that you've had these very serious relationships.
Yeah.
Meredith Seacrest, Ryan Seacrest's sister, she gave me some of the best advice, and I wish we had her on the phone. She was dating her now husband. And they were like, maybe almost about to be engaged. And I was like, do you ever just like get insecure or worried or this or that? And she was like, he's so amazing. And I love him so much. And we get along so well that if he is not the one for me and there is conceivably someone better,
mm-hmm.
that blows my mind. Mm-hmm. So I'm fully confident in it. And I was like, oh my God,
yeah.
What she was saying made so much sense. And she wasn't just saying it. She believed
yeah.
it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why
yes.
she married him.
Yeah.
And they're happy as can be.
That's amazing. That's
yeah.
Yeah.
actually
yeah. really
she
great
said
advice.
That, I try to say it to myself all the time.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
it gives
yeah.
you that security.
It does. And then it doesn't yeah. make you be in a relationship that ultimately you shouldn't be in. Because I think it's easy
yeah.
sometimes
like
to just be
convenient.
Right. And you just to be comfortable and like, oh, okay, well, you know, like dating sucks. So,
yeah.
you know, you don't want to like have to go around and see like, oh, is this guy like and having to like interview. It's kind of like auditioning, right? Like to yeah. see like who
it
you're going to. And it's a crazy
first
concept.
Date is an audition.
Yeah. And it's a crazy concept to think you're going to be with someone for the rest of your life. Like you want to make sure that they're not only a great husband, but a great father, you have a great support system. If
yeah.
I mean, like my parents are divorced. So they got divorced when I was 18 years old, and I did not see it coming.
That's a very common
yeah.
time for marriages.
Marriages, really.
When the kids are going to college.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. And I think it's,
yeah.
I mean, for me, it was really hard because I was, when you're younger, like, you don't understand what's going on. But as you, when you're older, you're more implicated in the process of things. So I was really
mm-hmm.
affected by it. And I remember telling myself, like, I don't ever want to end up in that position, you know? And I think that's why, like, when our engagement
yeah.
ended, it was really tough for me because I'm like, I felt like I failed.
But what about now? Now you're okay. So my
yeah.
thing is for people out there, like, if you get divorced,
yeah.
that's okay.
It's okay. It's
yeah.
it's definitely okay. And I think, like, one thing I really appreciated about my relationship with Nick is we were not going to pretend as if, like, oh, it's rainbows and butterflies and unicorns and popcorn
right.
and all that fun stuff. It was tough. It was hard. And I actually never looked back on our after the final rose where people were like, it was so awkward. And I was like, oh, was it? I don't know. Like, I was just, we were just being real.
It's real, right.
Yeah.
yeah.
Right. Bunnies and rainbows.
Yeah.
Is a bunch of hooey.
And it was tough.
Yeah.
You know, it was especially like having a relationship right outside of coming out of the show. So that's
mm-hmm.
one thing I really appreciated.
Well, the show, that's a whole another episode, how much that
oh, yeah.
adds to the challenges
yeah.
in the relationship and being in the
exactly.
public eye.
Yeah.
Wait, Danielle, we have to go, but when are you going to come visit us?
I mean, whenever I'm out in LA next.
Soon.
But you can call me anytime.
You got to come up to Canada.
No, you got to come here so Vanessa stays here. In January, we all need to do something fun.
I'll be back in January.
I would love that.
Good. Oh, we
yeah.
have a fun concert. I'll email you. So another one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I know Amy always sends me like these texts. I'm like, oh, so much.
Because it's
on.
A good excuse to come out.
I would
yeah.
love to go to a concert.
Yeah.
It's really fun. I'll text you guys. So you guys
and
can
D, you can stay with me.
Exactly.
Okay, perfect.
Cuddles.
Wait, Danielle,
Yay.
You rock. Talk to you soon.
Love
Yay.
You.
I can't wait to see you guys.
I'll call you
Love
later.
You okay.
Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
She's great. So now we're going to call
Michaela.
Yeah, so this is, here's a little background. Vanessa is from Canada.
Yes.
And Canadian Bachelor, is it called that? What's it called?
Yeah, it's called Bachelor Canada.
Bachelor Canada. And this girl is in the finals?
She's in the finals. So
she's down to the final two.
Yes, so I think right now they're down to the final two. She's hilarious. I love the last two ladies that are on. And I find it such a compelling show.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot that happens. There's a lot of romance, which I love.
I want to find out the differences between
theirs. Oh, we were
going to
talk about that.
Yeah.
I was messaging her. I'm like, what do you guys want? What do you want to talk about?
So do you watch it when you're home? Because
we can't get it here,
oh,
which
that's such
sucks.
A bummer.
Yeah. So I was on Bachelor Canada after show.
Mm-hmm.
Caitlin was on. I was on with Evan and Carly. Oh, they're so cute.
They really are great.
They're
I know
just,
they really are. They are so
cool.
nice.
I was at
He's
their,
very cool.
Yeah.
And something that you would need for Bachelor Canada as well as the holidays, BioClarity. Because having good skin really is so important, especially around now because you're taking all these photographs and you're going to go out for New Year's Eve and the dreaded Valentine's Day
mm-hmm.
is coming. So you want to look hot. So BioClarity, you've heard Ashley and Ben talk about it and it really does work. You've heard our listeners email in and say they're having so much success with it. It's delivered straight to you and it's easy. You do it twice daily. It's a three-step system, natural, no harsh chemicals. It helps you keep clear skin and you can feel confident. We're all going to get married.
That's what we all want, ultimately.
So look, you do not want to put harsh chemicals on your face. This has the same antioxidants found in green tea to clean and detoxify your skin, cooling cucumber to soothe, and oat kernel to hydrate, plus more. It's different than your traditional acne treatments. No benzoyl peroxide that causes redness, dryness, or irritations. Stop acne before it starts by attacking acne-causing bacteria. BioClarity. It's great for all skin types. Everybody's had a lot of success with it. You can try it. Use Ben and Ashley's code FAMOUS. So go to BioClarity.com. BioClarity.com and enter Ben and Ashley's code FAMOUS. F-A-M-O-U-S. You'll get your first month for only $9.95 plus free shipping. That saves you $20. Why not try it? They guarantee if you're not happy, you get your money back. What's better than that? Did I forget anything? I feel like I got
You're
it.
A pro.
Okay, hold
I
on.
I can buy it.
Let BioClarity help you face your day and feel confident with clear, beautiful skin. Go to BioClarity.com, BioClarity.com. Use Ben and Ashley's code FAMOUS. It's 100% risk-free. You get your money back if you don't love it. It's an acne treatment that really works. BioClarity.com.
Michaela speaking.
Michaela!
Hello!
Hi, my love. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
You're on with Amy and
this
I.
Is so exciting.
Hi,
so this
Amy.
Is Ben Higgins and Ashley I's podcast that Vanessa and I have taken over because they are at a secret location.
Can't reveal. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Wait, I love that we're going to learn about Bachelor Canada.
Yes, I'm so excited.
Now, can you watch our Bachelor in Canada?
Oh, I've watched every season, 100%.
Starting with who? Season. Starting with which one?
Starting with Trista and Ryan.
No,
what?
You go back like
oh
me.
Oh my God!
Guys,
you know
I'm
what's
like a legit?
You're
fan.
How old are you? How can you be that old?
I'm old. I'm
no, you're younger than me.
Wait,
you're kidding. I'm not old. I'm a baby.
She's 28.
So how old were you when you
27?
Started?
27.
But were you like 10 years old?
Yeah, I was just a little chubby teen or like teeny bopper.
Wait, okay. So let's get the Canada opinion. Who do you think was the best bachelor of all time?
The best bachelor, like. There's so many different criteria that I could use to choose, but like Chris Soules all the
oh,
way
Chris
for me.
Chris Soules. See, I still say Andrew Firestone.
Oh,
he was good.
He really was.
He was good too.
Great.
Guys, I only knew
I have
one
like
bachelor.
A tiny
and that was
bit
Nick
of
Viall.
Like a memory problem,
oh,
yeah. So I don't always remember.
Wait, so tell us what you find the differences are between the Canadian Bachelor and our Bachelor.
Not the person, but
the show in general.
The show in general, well, not to speak on anything negatory, but I think obviously the budget, there's a difference in budget. So I think, I mean,
so ours
the
has
location,
a bigger budget. We have
you
a
got
bigger
a bigger budget in the U.S. Canada, a little bit lower budget. So I think that there's a lot more travel that goes on in the U.S., which I think is awesome. But I just feel like the Canadian one also is focusing a lot more on the love story.
Which I love.
The drama.
I
yeah.
love that.
Oh, really?
But Michaela, I will say this. Although you travel, like, you know, we traveled to Bimini and Finland and New Orleans, we didn't get to see that much because we weren't allowed to be out in public so people couldn't.
You know what, that's true.
Yeah, so
that's
people can't
really
catch on to that we're filming
yeah,
the show.
Yeah, like you right. see the ocean from afar, but you can't
yeah.
get in it.
And like an ocean yeah. is an ocean, you know?
True,
so,
true.
I mean, we went to beautiful places. I'm happy when we ended up in Finland because, like, I would never travel to
Finland. Wait, were you
Finland.
In the freezing one?
It was, yes.
Like
yes,
it was snowing.
It was snowing. I had to go in the cold plunge.
And the, like, you went off in some sleigh and then it just kept
oh,
going?
Oh, guys, so what they,
oh, yes.
what they did not show after Nick and I got engaged, I had my mm-hmm. ring on my finger. First of all, I was like, oh, my God, babe, I've always wanted a cushion cut diamond. And he's like, it's round cut. I'm like, I obviously don't know anything about diamonds. So then the sled
oh
takes off. And I'm so sad they don't have this on camera. Literally, the sled completely tips over. And, oh. like, we fall on top of each other. And the sled's on top of us. I'm like, oh, my God, this is just.
I think Chris Harrison told me the story that, like, off y'all went. And then they were like, where'd they go?
Yeah.
Oh
and
God,
we
so
tipped
funny.
Over and fell over.
Wait, we have a couple
so
minutes
romantic.
Left.
Oh, that's it?
Tell us some more. Tell us some more. Ask some more Canadian questions.
Okay, so, Michaela.
Yes.
How many girls did you guys start with on Chris's season?
So that's another huge difference. We only started with 20 women, and 5 women were cut the first night. So
oh,
when
wow.
we went to our first location, we were only 15 girls.
Yeah, you guys were a small
so I think
group.
That's why you really get to know a lot of the girls really quickly is because it's such a small group. Like,
yeah.
I think they started with 30 this year.
We started with 30. We started with 30. Wait, I wanted to ask you. So we stayed in the mansion for like, I can't say how long, but did you guys, it seemed as if you guys went from like night one to directly to your first location.
No, we did one night in Toronto and then the next day we were straight off to Costa Rica. So we only had one night in Canada before we started jet setting, which was cool.
Okay, so give us a little bit of gossip because, you know, we can't watch the show out here. So what's been happening on the show? You guys are the final two. It's you and Lindsay.
Yeah, so we're down to two, Lindsay and I. I mean, Lindsay's a great girl. I have nothing bad to say about her, but I think what you're going to see in the next couple weeks is something that you may not expect. Living together with everybody was a real trip because, especially in Costa Rica, there was 15 of us living in one big house. And that was, you know, the first time I've ever been in that sorority type of situation. It was a little bit intimidating. And I know that if you did watch the show, you would have pinpointed the psychos right away, like Shanti and Brittany M. But that's actually another difference between the two shows, American and Canadian. They let the craziest girl go week two.
Yeah,
and I think everybody was really shocked by that because she would have made incredible television. And
yeah,
she was just so...
Now, does the awesome. Guy propose? Is that a big thing, like getting engaged like it is here?
Well, I think, I mean, that's the premise of the show, right? So you would hope that the bachelor coming into the show would be ready to get engaged. But I think also coming into the show, especially if, you know, you're like Chris and you haven't watched the show ever, I think perhaps.
And is your guy named Chris?
Yes.
Sorry, yes. Chris and, is the Canadian bachelor. Okay.
And I find like him and Nick kind of resemble each other.
I was going to ask that. If you could,
they're both
totally
very handsome.
Agree.
If you could compare him to an American bachelor, who is it? Is
physically. It well, I mean, not physically, but.
If I could compare Chris to an American bachelor, it would have to be Nick physically, but in terms of
personality,
oh man, that's a tough one. I would say,
it's a hard one.
He has different characteristics of different people, but
wait,
I mean, he does have a really gentle heart, but he's also kind of unsure about a lot of things.
Ben Higgins.
He's a flip flopper.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know.
Higgins? Maybe.
No, I don't think he's a Ben Higgins.
Wait, who was it that said I love you to two people? It was Ben
Higgins. That's
yeah,
why I said it.
Ben.
Ben Higgins.
He's a Ben. He's a Ben.
And he's one of America's favorite bachelors.
Yeah.
Wait, we have to go.
No,
that was sad. But we're going to we might call you next week with Ben and Ashley so we can find out what happens.
Oh, absolutely. I look forward to telling you guys the full-blown tale after it's all said and done.
Ooh.
You know, we're a couple
Let's
weeks
do it.
Out
oh,
from the
juicy,
finale,
let me tell you.
I can't wait to share.
We'll stay in touch.
Oh, I hope so.
Bye. Thanks so much.
Bye, Michaela.
Thanks, ladies. Have a beautiful day.
You too.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Vanessa, I'm sad this
oh, my God, I know.
You've been amazing.
Thank you for having me, guys.
We love you. I hope
I
you come
you.
Back on with Ben and Ashley because they will
yes,
be back
let me
next
know.
Week.
Oh, already?
Yeah, so we'll probably call you next week.
Okay.
They will be back from their secret location with lots of juicy juice. And we'll have some fabulous guests.
I'm excited to hear all
so,
about it.
So, filling in for Ben and Ashley, I've been Amy.
And I'm Vanessa.
And you have to say, I've been Vanessa.
And I've been Vanessa. Oh, Ben or Ben?
Ben. I don't know why.
See,
Ben, Ben invented it where he says,
oh, really?
I've been Ben. And
well,
she
can
says,
I just say this? On his season, the girls are like, Ben. And not, his name is Ben,
yeah.
Not Ben.
Yeah, no, Ben.
Yeah. All right. And I've been Vanessa.
Yeah.
Okay.
Follow the Ben and Ashley I, Almost Famous podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.